Hello and welcome to episode 74 of the Desi Outsiders podcast. I'm Ankita.
And I'm Meenal.
And this week, we have something different to bring to you. Recently, we were on Awaaz.fm with Leher Lagmani and we spoke to her about the journey we've had with Desi Outsiders. I was at the studio with Leher in Glasgow, and since it was a Saturday, Shane joined me on this trip too, so don't be too surprised if you hear his voice in the interview, because we were quite surprised when Leher felt the need to address the most important member of this team, who possibly puts in more time than the two of us to release over 70 episodes so far.
And during this fun Saturday that Ankita and Shane were having with Leher, I was preparing for a state exam, and I was only 2 days away from my surgery exam, which is quite a big exam in sixth year. So amidst all the excitement for the show and in between WhatsApp messages from Ankita, I was reading about the healing process of wounds, which is not fun at all for me. But I'm actually quite glad that we went through this, because it's all the memories of that day that have actually led us to this point. So I was actually looking forward to all the music that I had chosen for our playlist, but I think Ankita must have bribed Leher into playing her chosen music. So I think next time we go to a studio to record at a radio station, I need to be there for these purposes. But this is the first time we had a full 45 minutes to talk about our project and our vision with Desi Outsiders. Every other digital appearance we've had, you know, either on TV or even on BBC Asian Network, we haven't had much time to really go into the nitty-gritty of Desi Outsiders, because we've had very little time. But this time was amazing because Shane got to join in, and as Ankita mentioned, he puts in a lot of effort, so you will hear more about his work with Desi Outsiders. So without further ado, let's jump right into the show.
Times say that we should probably be recording these conversations, and that's how the idea of Desi Outsiders was born.
Right. How about you, Meenal?
So I was raised in Gibraltar. It's a tiny British country on the tip of Spain. I don't know if a lot of your listeners have heard of Gibraltar, but my upbringing was quite different to Ankita's. I was raised in a slightly more strict household compared to Ankita. So when we got in touch and we spoke to each other, we really resonated with each other. And as Ankita mentioned, our conversations led from one thing to another. And we realized that our conversations could possibly help a lot of other people and, you know, bring some sort of inspiration or drive in other young Desis. So as a medical student, I know it sounds a bit weird, but I did have a lot of free time in my fourth year. As weird as that sounds, I did have time. And I wanted to use it in a very productive way. And I couldn't ask for a better business partner or podcast partner as Ankita, because we both connected very well, and everything that we do together really has a good impact. And we can see that through the growth of the podcast.
Wow. So how long has been you two are together?
We started talking in March 2016, and it was in September 2016 that we started the podcast. So it's been about 1.5 years now.
All right. So tell us about the podcast, what a podcast exactly is.
So a podcast is not that different from a radio show, really, because it's, again, audio content that is broadcast to people all over the world. Anyone can access it. But the only difference is that a podcast is pre-recorded and it is edited and it is kept online. So anyone can subscribe to our show. They can go back and listen to any episode in their own time. They can go back and listen to an episode they've already listened to. And they can also get notifications every time there's a new episode that's out.
Well, by end of the interview, of course, we will ask you where they can go and listen to you and where they can follow you. But before that, you know, like, what made you to start podcasting Desi Culture and Society?
Well, I think for me, the case was that I was raised in Gibraltar, as I mentioned, and being raised in a family which held very strongly to their traditions and culture, I kind of find it quite difficult to fit in with, you know, my European friends and that kind of lifestyle. So I was really stuck in the middle. And I'm sure a lot of other people went through the same thing. So I thought, you know, if we have a podcast where we speak to people, where we share our stories, then it could possibly help other young people who are trying to find their feet in this very diverse world that we live in. So the podcast was aimed for people who have either moved from India to Europe or to the States or to Canada, but also for people in India, because even India itself is going through such a big change, especially in this generation where people are keen on becoming more modernized and more European. And that's quite difficult to follow through, especially if you have a family who want to continue the tradition. So it's all about trying to create a society where we don't let go of our culture, but we live harmoniously with our previous generations and the generation that we're currently in.
Okay. So before we go more, talk about more of to you, I would love to play one song for you too, which one of you chose as well, and I want my listener to listen as well. This is exactly going to be suit according to the situation at the moment. Queens in the house, one on the phone, one with me, and playing choice of their song as well. Right, so let me ask one more thing, you know, like, tell me more about what episode have been popular so far.
I think one of the most popular episodes that we released is the first episode. So Meenal and I, we started off by sharing our own personal stories on the podcast before we got guests and we started interviewing them. And we did an episode, episode one, about love marriage in India and all the drama that goes on. I had a conversation with Leher earlier about it as well. And that is surprisingly one of the episodes that people still go back to and they listen to it and they relate to it. They come back and say that. Some people even sent us a lot of hate mail related to that.
It happens. So, of course, as long as you're doing good and people are listening, I come across as well one day traveling to work and I was listening different things. And then I just saw two of you with two cartoon faces.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, why not to listen? And I just clicked, and then I was listening the first episode, which was really good. Of course, yours story and her story,
yeah.
And then other love marriage, what's happened.
Yeah.
But I quite enjoyed it. It's kind of, you know, like keep you engaged, you know, like to listen. You want to know what happened next. So, Meenal, you tell me about your team and finances.
Well, a lot of podcasts which are doing quite well, like on iTunes and on Solvent, they usually have like big partnerships with big media companies, but that's not what we are. We started off very small. We're just a team of three. So it's me, Ankita, and her husband, Shane, who's also at the studio with you today. So, you know, we just brainstorm ideas together, Ankita and I, contact guests. We do the research. We produce all the content. So basically, it's a three-man team, and we do most of it. Shane handles the back-end side of things with the website and the editing. So when we started off, we didn't have any advice as to what it's like to start a podcast. In fact, we wish we did, because the process that we had to go through in the last year to reach more people would have been a lot shorter if we had a bit of a boosting hand. So we had to go through all of that ourselves. If we want to find sponsors, if we want to find anything, it had to be done all through us. So not just even producing the content, not even just about getting the episodes out, a lot of back-end work goes into it. But it's all worth it at the end, because every episode comes out and we're very happy with what we produce, no matter how much work it needs.
Okay, I would like to ask you, Shane, as well, you know, like, let me introduce, we have Shane as well, so welcome. And hi. I want to know as well, because you're part of the editing team, so how long it takes you to edit one episode each time?
I'd say it takes about 5 minutes to edit 1 minute of audio, and that's mostly because they spend most of their time giggling rather than actually recording the episode. So... So if yeah, like it takes about 4 to 5 minutes.
Is that all
per
yeah.
minute?
Per
so
minute.
If it's a 50-minute episode, it takes him what is 15 to five?
it's about 4 to 5 hours.
4 to 5 hours per episode.
Okay, so I assume your background is, you know, like IT related, then it's so easy for you to say this.
Yeah, like I didn't have much of a choice. We couldn't really afford to hire an editor, so I had to sort of learn how to edit the podcast. So like,
this is interesting, because initially Meenal and I thought that we had everything sorted. We would just do this on our own. We would be able to release a podcast, because how hard can it be? So we sat down with our phones. We didn't even have a mic. So we sat down with our phones, we recorded, and we recorded, you know, 3 minute, 4 minute clips, and we tried to stitch them all together, and it was the biggest disaster ever. And that's when Meenal, do you remember the first time, the first episode that we tried to record, which we did till four in the morning or something?
So Lair, I'm 1 hour ahead of Ankita. So we started at like 10 p.m., which was 11 p.m. my time, on a Friday night when most medical students are enjoying their Friday. I was sat at home trying to get a recording in. We didn't finish till like 3, 4 a.m. And even what we produced was so bad that we had to do it all over again and repeat. So as I had mentioned earlier, we had no help. Nobody told us what to do and how to do it. But that's part of the process, I guess, if you want to start anything.
Yeah, so that's how you entered Shane then.
Yes.
Okay.
Shane came in and said, enough is enough. Let me try and help you guys, because Shane has a little bit of background in audio editing, video editing, because of his parents' business. And he used to help with advertising for them when he was young. He was about 14, 15 years old when he did that. So with that knowledge, he came in and said, okay, I'll try and help you. And that's how he got involved in the project as well.
Well, that's a wonderful. So how do you reach to your audience?
How do we reach our audience? We are on iTunes. We are on Savin. Recently, we got on Savin. We are everywhere online. So basically, if you have a podcast app, then you will be able to find us. And that's how we reach out to our audience. But also on social media, we try to be as engaging as possible.
And how do you people reach what they supposed to be typing?
They just have to search for Desi Outsiders, and they will be able to find our podcast, subscribe to it, and see a list of all of the episodes. They can listen to anyone at any time.
You got any Facebook things as well?
Yeah, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, you can find us at Desi Outsiders.
There you go, guys. So you can listen to them, and they can interact with you as well, right? That's fine. So.
Yeah.
Tell us more about, you know, like your roadblock you had, you know, like to face while you start this thing.
Well, it's tricky there, because throughout the last 16, 18 months, every, we've had a roadblock, different roadblocks as well. The very first one, and I think that was the most important one for us, was that when we started to create content, we realized that many people have many different opinions. Because when we started and we started talking about arranged marriage, love marriage, some topics which are very delicate, but we just assumed that people would think like we do, you know, as modern women in this generation. And when we realized that that didn't work, because we got a lot of emails from people telling us that they don't agree with us or they weren't happy with a few things that we said, then we realized we had to actually change things around a little bit. And the worst thing for me was that when I had first started, I received a lot of negative feedback from my community in Gibraltar. A lot of people were not happy with what I was saying, and probably because it was the truth. So that was my biggest roadblock, especially at the beginning. Now, as a medical student approaching my final exams in my final year, my biggest personal roadblock right now is that trying to balance going into hospital, doing my hospital shifts, then coming back home, studying, and also trying to find guests and producing scripts. So that's my biggest personal roadblock. And Ankita can tell you about her roadblocks at the beginning.
So in the beginning, one thing I realized was that I would reach out to a lot of my friends in India. So I was born and raised in India. Meenal was in Europe. So I would reach out to a lot of my friends and family in India and say, why don't you try listening to this podcast that I've started? But a lot of people misunderstood what a podcast is. And a lot of people didn't understand how to go about listening to it. So they thought that if it's a 1 hour episode, you have to sit in one spot and listen to the entire episode without moving a muscle. So we tried explaining to them, no, you can, you know, listen during your commute to work. You can listen while you're working out at the gym. But then that's when our research kind of began. A lot of people came back to us saying, that takes up a lot of data. That takes up, like, we don't have internet. We don't have Wi-Fi while we're traveling. And that's one thing that we kind of took for granted, because when you live in the UK and you're traveling, wherever you go, you always have Wi-Fi, you have your internet. But a lot of people in India were saying that that's not the case. And also, in India, the podcast market is saturated with YouTube videos, mm-hmm. because it's an easy way to reach out to an audience using a video. So they have big production like companies coming together, like All India Bakchod, and they release videos and they say it's a podcast. So when we go to people and say, we would like to have you as a guest on our podcast, they say, where's your studio? Because they think it's also going to be a video. But we are more, you know, we follow the traditional path of having a podcast in audio format that people can listen to online on the go.
All right. So we'll come back after the song, one more song chosen by Amina.
Thank you.
with us from the film Highway. Nooran Sisters. And we have two friends, not sisters, but two friends, Meenal and Ankita. So let's welcome them back. And
we are sisters from others and others.
All right. So I would like to know now about the releasing of one episode of yours.
Well, releasing one episode ultimately turns out to be about 50 minutes long. Mm-hmm. But releasing an episode takes sometimes even up to 8 months, because we have back and forth correspondence with certain guests and their managers and middlemen, and it takes forever. And one guest that we recently had, Malvika Iyer, who is a bomb blast survivor, she lost both her hands, and she was handicapped in this bomb explosion that took place in her home. To get her on the show, we had to correspond with her for 8 months. Mm-hmm. And then there's the prep that we go through as well. Meenal and I never just blindly go into an interview. Before we have someone as a guest, if it's a writer, then we read all of their books. We had Jayashree Mishra, we had read all of her books. We had Anjali Menon, a filmmaker who came on our show, and we watched all of her films. Very recently, we had Natasha Scripture on our show. She'll be coming on season 6, which is getting released on Thursday. And we read her book as well. So that prep time that we put into it takes about 8 hours per week sometimes. And after we script and we prep, the recording takes about 90 minutes. And then the editing takes about five hours. So overall, I don't know how many hours that is, but it sometimes takes up months for an episode to come out.
I think the process that we go through, as Ankita mentioned, that's all a good scenario. That's a good situation. There are times where, I mean, even just 2 days ago, I was coming back from the hospital and I called Ankita and I was like, I can't do this. We have two guests lined up. I don't have time to sit down and Google because I have to study for my exam the next day. And this is what I was saying earlier, that the process is tough, but I'm so glad I can do it with someone like Ankita, because I didn't even have to think twice to ask her for a favor or ask her to step up a little bit, because I know she understands me. So when we have a good day where we've prepped, the guest shows up and we edit and we release, that's a good situation. But there have been so many times where we've researched, we've scripted, we spent hours, and then the guest doesn't show up.
We've actually sat there waiting for the guest. They gave us a time and they just didn't show up.
I know, it's always happened to me as well sometime when we are promoting and then they say we are here and then I'm here in the studio and waiting and then they're not there and then you feel so, you know, it's a waste of time.
Yeah.
But more what you can do. All star tantrums probably.
Yeah, we've come very close to getting certain Bollywood guests on our show as well. And there was this one instance where a particular celebrity, she had one manager. We explained our project to the manager. Manager said she's keen on coming on the show. We get to the point where we're fixing the date. And she says, I'm not the manager anymore. I'm going to move you on to someone else. Second manager comes in. We have to start from square one explaining the project. This happened 4 times. And by the time it got to the 5th manager, Meenal just said, can one of you just explain the project to her? Because we're doing this from the beginning. It takes months. And then we simply cannot understand why someone would go through 5 managers in like 2 months. And that never happened. That show never happened.
Oh, well, yeah. I wish you that going to happen soon.
I think one of the most memorable ones for me were when we almost had a Bollywood guest on our show, and I explained the process to the manager, and she was quite keen on everything. And because we are in Europe, we had to wake up at 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. to interview this guest at like 8 a.m. So we stayed up all night scripting. And then when I told the manager that this specific Bollywood star would need a laptop in front of them, her answer was, but we don't have a laptop. I was like, wait, what? You're in an office. You're a Bollywood star. How can you not have a laptop around you? It can't be that difficult. So that's the thing. Like, the process, as Ankita mentioned at the beginning, was in a good scenario, but that rarely happens. That's very rare.
Well, I hope that after listening this program, you know, like, people get more and more, you know, like, access to your program and get to know you more better as well. But right now we are going to take a break, and after the break we're going to come back and have a conversation with Meenal and Ankita. beautiful song from the movie English Winglish, and it's Ankita's favorite. And she's dancing as well. And she wants to dedicate this song to her mum. And I miss Sri Devi ji. And welcome back, Meenal and Ankita. So, how's it going so far?
So far, so good. We're having a great time here in the studio, dancing to the wonderful songs you're playing.
It's all chosen.
Yeah, I'm dancing by myself.
I know.
All right, so I want to ask you more as well about your proudest moments.
I think there's no one particular proud moment, but both Meenal and I have seen each other grow, and we've observed ourselves grow as people as a result of this podcast, because I used to be someone who was extremely nervous to talk to new people. I'm not very social, but now I have no difficulty going up to people and striking up a conversation, going through a 4-week interview process last month. And I was not tensed at all. And I think that growth has happened in my personality thanks to this blog. So I think I feel proudest of the fact that I could do that. And I've also been noticing very similar things in Meenal as well.
Yeah, Meenal.
Yeah, I think the proudest moment for me was when we had interviewed Anjali Menon last year, and she's a big activist for women in the film industry in south of India. And just 2 days ago, she tweeted to us saying, like, you know, we're doing a good job. And for me, that was a really proud moment, because someone who is so, you know, involved in activism and feminism actually believes in us. And that for me, that's the big proud moment. You know, coming on TV, we were on TV last month as well. That was also another proud moment. But, you know, when Anjali Menon tweeted to us, I think that really, really warmed my heart.
So you have any plan, you know, like to go from broadcasting to TV as well, or it's just you want to do always?
Well, that would be wonderful. But right now we're concentrating on growing our podcast library and getting more guests. But if the opportunity ever comes around, then we would be more than happy to go into any medium, anything that'll help us share more stories. That would be the dream.
Yeah, let's see what we can do for you. And tell us also, what's the long-term vision of Desi Outsiders?
Mm-hmm. Well, as Ankita mentioned, you know, we don't really have anything set in mind where we'd be in 1 year or 2 years. But, I mean, even just 5 months ago, we never planned to be on TV. We never planned to speak to you on radio. We didn't know what we were going to do. So the long-term plan is to keep doing what we love and having a very good time doing it. And wherever it takes us, it takes us. But I think the most important thing is to not forget why we started and to remember why we're doing everything.
Yeah, we would never do this if it didn't make us this happy. And no matter where we go, one thing we can promise our audience is that we're going to have a lot of fun doing what we do. And we're going to make sure that they also have fun coming along with us on this journey.
So far, what you both learned from this year, from your journey so far?
We learned patience. Patience is the most important thing we learned. We learned to be calm and collected and patient.
And is that goes to you as well, the same, Meenal?
Yeah, I think when we're living in a generation where social media and the internet makes it seem that you can become anything you want, which is true, of course, but there's a big process behind it. You know, a lot of people think you start a YouTube channel and that's it, you'll become famous. And I'm guilty of that too, because when we started the podcast, you know, I thought we had become famous overnight. And obviously that didn't happen. It took a lot more than that. And you know, I really love that everything is a process, and it's just about believing in the process. So whenever there's a time where you feel like you don't know why you're doing something, or when you feel tired, the most important thing is just to keep believing in the process, and it will manifest into something great if you just have the patience.
And also to enjoy the process, because sometimes when you get too tied up with the problems that you see around yourself, you just forget to enjoy yourself. Sometimes when we have a very stressful interview where we have to ask a question, we can't hear something, there's a technical difficulty, it might be the best guest ever, but Meenal and I reflect later on and think that we didn't really get a chance to enjoy the interview while it was happening. So we've made a promise to each other that we would enjoy the process and stop being very controlling of all the things around us. Just let go and enjoy as much as possible.
That's how I'm learning as well, day by day, if you know everything. So what's next for the Desi Outsiders?
Well, I think when we started Desi Outsiders, it was all about trying to spread a positive message and spread goodwill wherever we can. What we want to do with Desi Outsiders is grow our audience, of course, but use that audience to do something good with it. Ankita and I recently started a project where we're aiming to build an orphanage in Kenya for 12 orphans. And we've been taking care of them for the last 2 years and, you know, sending them money to go to school. We've been paying for their school fees and for their food. And this was only possible because we built our audience. So we're hoping that with the audience that we continue to build over the next few months or the next few years can be used to do good in this world, whether it's through the orphanage or through any other form of activism.
Yeah, that is a very important future goal for us to help these kids in the orphanage and also to help our community. There are young girls and young boys who reach out to us constantly saying that we could relate to this one story, but it's inspiring to hear the story of someone else who has come out of it. But at the same time, I don't know if I'll be able to do it. To use our voice to try and reach out to these people and also to try and help them and give them support when they can, because we all come from different places. Mm-hmm. Privilege plays such a big role in where we end up. And we want to try and educate these young boys and girls that you just don't wake up one morning and become someone. Mm-hmm. There's a whole process that goes on behind the scenes. We were talking to Aranya Johar the other day, and someone who's older than her contacted her and said, oh, you're younger than me and you're doing so well for yourself. And she said, in experience, maybe I'm not younger than you, because I started writing poetry at the age of 11. Mm-hmm. And I had to perform poetry for 7 years before that one poem went viral. And that's the message that even when we were interviewing Anjali Menon, she was a personal hero of mine. And I would look at her and think that, wow, she just became Anjali Menon overnight. But that's not the reality of it. You listen to her episode and you realize that she spent 10 years working on her first film to see it fail at the box office. And then none of her films failed. So she just learned an important lesson from the 10 years she spent on that one film. People have to work really hard to get where they want to get.
I know, and you guys, girls are doing as well, very, very hardworking. So before I let you go and say goodbye to you, I really enjoyed the interview with you two as well. Anything you would you two of you want to say to the listeners at the moment?
Yeah, I think that you should all get into podcasts. It's the best education medium, not just in terms of education, but also entertainment medium as well. Ankita and I are quite funny sometimes when we want to. So you can tune into our episodes on our podcast and just really, you know, use this time to learn from the people we speak to. Because these people have a lot of valuable life lessons that your mom and dad might not be able to tell you, your dada and daddy might not be able to tell you. But these people have amazing life lessons. And if you ever feel stuck, I can promise you that our podcast will definitely help you and possibly guide you as well.
And when you're listening to a podcast, you're never alone. So if you feel like you're all alone traveling to a distant place, then if you listen to us, then we'll be with you on that journey and you don't have to feel lonely.
So here you go. We do have the details on our Facebook page, which is Awaaz FM. But I would like to request two of you to give once more where they can follow you and listen to you as well.
Sure. You can find us on iTunes or any other podcast app that you use by searching our name, Desi Outsiders, and you can subscribe to our podcast or listen to one or any of our podcast episodes there. And as for social media, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Desi Outsiders.
So here you go,
guys. And if you want to drop us a mail, you can send us to mail@desioutsiders.com as well.
Yeah, maybe you have some good stories and stuff, and they can, you know, like put it nicely for you and then present it if you have anything.
Sure, yes.
Yeah.
So here you go, guys. This is Meenal and Ankita. So girls, thank you very, very much for joining me. It was lovely, lovely chatting to you. I know all the way from Prague and you here. And I hope to see you soon as well, Meenal, one day.
Yes, same over here. Thank you so much for having
thank
us.
Thank you
really
so, so much.
Thank you.
मैं डालू ताल पे भंगड़ा तू भी गिद्धा पाले चलेगा रंग जमा दे हमके बने सभी मत वाले
बड़ी सॉलिड मस्ती छाई
हेलो हेलो तू मच है तुम लगाई येलो येलो कंट्रोल करो मेरे भाई
धड़कन धड़कन झटके ले तू छन छन बोले अन्न सारी चूड़िया रात बड़ी है मस्तानी तो दिल भर जानी कर ले गल्ला पूड़िया धड़कन धड़कन झटके ले तू छन छन बोले अन्न सारी चूड़िया.
And thank you for joining us this week too, dear listeners, and thank you for being so patient with us. There's been a lot going on at the Desi Outsiders HQ, and you'll hear all about it very soon, we promise. So thank you for supporting us, and thank you for the wonderful messages that you send us every week. It makes everything worth it, trust me, especially when both of us are trying to maneuver through hectic phases in our lives. Your messages are like a ray of sunshine.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter at Desi Outsiders. If you have any suggestions or any feedback or anything you want us to talk about, you can drop us a mail to mail@desioutsiders.com. So until next week, I'm Meenal.
And I'm Ankita.
And we are the Desi Outsiders.
Insiders.